Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second, the second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the DH, Danny Cater. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Juan Marichal. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the catcher, Fran Healy. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting eighth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Cater reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Marichal. Potek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guerrero. Potek scores. Rojas moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Royals, 2. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veta Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires to first and picks off Wolford. Two outs. Veta Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Potek catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Marichal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. McRae reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Evans reaches second base with a double. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Mario Guerrero. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Potek. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Terry Hughes pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Hughes now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Rojas scores. It's 6-3, Royals. Lance Clemens now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Healy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Healy reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wolford is walked intentionally. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson is hit by the pitch. Healy moves to third. Wolford moves to second. Diego Segui now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Healy scores. Wolford moves to third. Pinson moves to second. It's 9-3, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to third. McRae moves to second. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Cookie Rojas. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 3 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Montgomery moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.